Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know. Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody thinks they're a comedian. Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Is that right, Ruth?
That's it. And the book site is TheCourageToBeProfitable.com.
The Courage to Be Profitable. Folks, please check out that book. I promise you, you will thank me later. You will keep that book, and you'll keep it close by. I promise you. Ruth, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great work that you do for helping so many small businesses out there. We've been talking about theft, different ways people steal from you, which not only takes your money, but for long term, but in the short term, it could literally disrupt your cash flow to the point where you might not be able to make payroll. And so the cash flow is always critical in small businesses, and you've got some thoughts on how we can improve that.
Yeah, I mean, the problem, most theft is discovered because you start having money problems, because you start looking at, oh, my gosh, I can't make payroll this week. This doesn't make any sense because I know what sales we've had and everything along those lines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then the first thing that I talked about today was the fact that I strongly suggest to my clients and anybody else that you do a weekly cash flow report. It takes 10 minutes to do it. You put a copy of your receivables and your payables behind the report so that you quickly can see who owes you money and who you owe money to. And, you know, you look down the list of customers, which he did, and he goes, this doesn't make any sense. I know we did this work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it basically took 2 weeks rather than going through the pain of saying, oh, my gosh, don't have the cash to make payroll. This doesn't make sense. So he caught it so quickly simply because he did a weekly cash flow report. And all it is you take the amount of cash that you have to start the week, you add to it everything that you collect from a receivables perspective, anything that's COD sales type things, any money you borrow from your lines of credit, if you've got lines of credit, or any money you put in. But anyway, you've got a certain amount that you start the week with. And then you say, well, what did I write checks for? I mean, what went out the door this week? You know, it'll be payroll. It may be the rent payment. It'll be bills payment, whatever it is. And then you have a ending cash for the week. And the key to the cash flow report is that you estimate the following week. What do you think is going to come in the door? What do you have to pay? And then you add what you think is coming in, and you subtract what you think's got to pay. And you better have a positive number at the bottom of that thing. If you don't, you got to do something so that you can make payroll the following week.
I've been doing that for 30 years. I built a model 30-plus years ago, more than 30 years ago, probably 35 years ago. I built a model.
And it works, right?
And I use it. It's the same model. I mean, it's sort of like the sourdough bread. You know, if you have sourdough bread, you have a starter. I can give you a little of my starter, and you can take that starter and go and you can make bread for the next 50 years with that little glob of starter I gave you. I built a spreadsheet 35 years ago, and the one I'm using today is what's left over from that one. Just expand it. I'm going to tell you something. If I hadn't learned how to do a cash flow projection a long time ago, more even before I made this one, I wouldn't be in business today. I would not have survived.
Sure.
Had I not been able to track my cash.
Yeah, and this is quick. It's every week. It's 10 minutes, done, finished. And if anybody wants one, I'm happy to send them the form.
And when you show you – oh, please, thank you for that, by the way, folks. How'd they do that? How would they do that? That's a great offer.
They can send me an email to rking@ontheribbon.com.
rking@ontheribbon.com. Go ahead. Or call?
Right. Our call 800 – no, let's see. 770-729-8000.
Or let me know, and I'll get it to you. So, folks, I show this to my banker years ago, And it gave him a lot of confidence in my ability to track this. And so now, over the years, you know, I know if there's going to be a cash flow dip, and if I need some money for a couple of months because of a project that comes up I'm not going to get paid for whatever, I just called him and I said, hey, you know, sometimes they even send him the cash flow spreadsheet.
Yeah.
You can bring your banker into it. It works
every
time. Yeah.
They love it. They absolutely love it. Yeah.
Good job today, always, as always. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
We love having you on the show. Couldn't do without you. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Also, TheCourageToBeProfitable.com. That's where you can find out more about the book that you must own. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Read it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.